All right, so the recording's on. This is an appeal for 1299 Jasper Mine Road. What will happen is we will go around the table, introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. The board may have some questions or comments as to your testimony today. And then the board will deliberate, come up with a decision in deliberative session, and then the town will mail you by certified mail a letter with the board's decision. The mailing has to be out within 14 days of the close of the hearings. So we're looking to close the hearings on July 8th. So 14 days after that, you should receive something by then. Okay? That's all right. That's all right. Let's go around the table and introduce ourselves and we'll start.
John Coburn.
Mary Ann Coburn.
Jerry Barrows.
And Robert Vickery.
Yep.
Yes.
So it's now your turn to tell us.
Well, you go ahead with your thought. Yeah, I considered leaving her home.
Okay, my issue is we paid $520 for our house. Mm-hmm. It's a very small it's a ranch.
It's a ranch style.
So it's 1,900 square feet. Unfinished cellar, and for some reason somebody put $300,000 on our house where the rest of the subdivision paid $860 for a home, three floors that are completely finished, 35 to what, four I don't know.
They're 36,000 or 100
square footage. And I'm like, where's the 3,000 that's tacked onto them? Where's the 200,000? Where's the 100,000? Not even 50,000.
And that's what I'm not sure we would have reacted if we didn't see such a discrepancy and the tremendous increase.
And so we're thinking, okay, did they overpay for their house? If so, that doesn't compute either with the figures that are put here. None of it computes. So my question is, what does that $300,000 represent for us? Because Mr. Vickery, you told me on the phone that we even have a detriment because we live on Jasper Mine Road.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, well, because that can't be, you know, we'd be a lesser amount than a higher amount. Follow what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I'm confused because I don't know what the 300 she's referring to.
Well, because we paid $520 and then assessed at $820.
So,
and then here's my other issue. Rand talked to somebody in the division.
On the phone, the people that did the original assessment.
And the man said, he said, the only thing I can do for you, he said, shows that you have custom everything. So I can make it average. So that's how we came to the 772. And in my feeling, I feel like that's lying. Because nobody came in and took my cupboards out. Nobody took my counters out. Nobody made my house average. Do you know what I mean? And so we feel like we're penalized for letting somebody into our house. Nobody else in the neighborhood let anybody into their house.
It seems
but yet, you got all the... It makes no sense.
We're neighbors that show on the listing stuff that they don't have a finished basement, when in fact they do.
Right, from day one.
You know, stuff like that's gone on. So there's a lot of weird stuff, but that's why we're here. We think our appraisal's too high, based on what we can find anyway, as far as things around us. And our builder built another house. It's actually sold as of yesterday, I think, but it doesn't show the number yet. Same builder. I guess they ran into a problem because that was applied for and approved, apparently, with a full three floors finished. And it turns out when they sold it, that wasn't the case. So now the poor people are going through getting a building zone or something to override it because listed.
It's fine.
I don't care.
The cellar was never finished off when Derek finished it from day one.
Mm-hmm. Where was the house?
Just like our neighbor.
Kristen Drive.
Our neighbor next door, Eric,
This is the same builder that we had.
Bill Sawyer finished off that cellar as he did in all those houses. Right here on this listing, it shows no finished off cellar.
Yeah.
So why is ours 300,000 more? I mean, 820, we paid 520. Nobody has that kind of an increase. Do you see what I'm saying, Mr. Vigri?
We're also basing it on square footage to some level. I think in the real estate, if you're selling a 3,500 square foot home, there's a high likelihood it would sell for more than a 1,900 square foot, regardless of the style of home. Or the lots are somewhat similar in size. They aren't exact. Just something, and my initial call to Vision was, I think somebody's made a bad mistake. I really do, because we're the highest one here in this entire group that didn't make any sense. Yeah. So that's why. And they're all similar years within a couple of years. It's not
and
like.
And we also built during COVID. So nobody can say, well, it's all to do with COVID. So.
That's okay.
Anything else, Rand?
We only have 15 minutes. I laughed when I saw it. 15 minutes? Okay. We won't even be able to get started.
Yeah, but I'm a fast talker.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm really bothered by that guy saying that he could change the price of our house, our assessment, by knocking us down a grade. That's just not right. Who ever heard of such a thing? Is that normal?
Well, it's so.
It was a way to shut me up.
The grading on the house is quality grading on the house is it does affect the value. So when we go through a house and we look at the design of the house, the number of corners in the house, the quality of materials that go into the house, ceiling heights could, you know,
we have those 9 foot ceilings and
Those type
I mean,
of
it's a beautiful house. I don't deny that.
Yeah, we aren't saying it's not a nice home.
But like I told you, are we being foolish to come in here and contest it if it's worth 820?
I don't think it's ever foolish to come in and talk to the board of listeners. No. I think it's always a good thing. So
important to know why your taxes are what they are.
And they're going to figure that out from this meeting, from that video.
As he said to you, after we hear what your testimony is, and we're done with any questions for you, then we ask you to respectfully leave, and we deliberate in private.
Oh, you guys do.
We, the three of us, just the three of us.
Oh.
However, and then you'll get, Bob will tell you all this, but you're going to get a letter in the mail,
after
registered mail, after we're done deliberating, and if you're still unhappy, your next recourse is the Board of Civil Authority, which is a larger room of volunteer Colchester peeps, and they will actually come inspect your house and decide at that point whether they feel your assessment was fair, i.e. matching fair market value, or worth more than what it was, or less than what it was, because the option can go
either way.
Any of the three ways. Can stay the same, go up or down.
One of the things that bothers me the most is from this point on, the rest of our lives, based on what happened, we feel we would never let them in the house again. Because they would have missed half of apparently what is part of the problem, maybe. And the folks that didn't let them in are getting away, at least at the moment, with what I feel, you know, it's just not right. So we tried to do the right thing, and
we had to, because we got a letter saying we need to make an appointment. So we better make an appointment.
We've since found out we don't have to let people in. We didn't realize that.
Board of Civil Authority, you have to let them in.
Yeah.
When you go to that next appeal.
And see, I can't imagine anybody saying you can't come in your house unless you're trying to hide something.
Right.
That's the way I look at it.
Anything else you want to say? I mean, I have a bunch of comparable stuff, and it's hard finding a ranch house to compare with, which I know real estate people are frustrated by too. I did find one over on Colden Road or Seymour Drive.
We'll take those addresses quick, like if you don't mind.
45 Seymour.
Okay.
And, but his was built in 2000, well, sale date was 2015. And his appraisal is less than ours, his square footage is higher, and it's a ranch, so it's like, oh.
Yeah, that's the the red one on the end of the road.
Yep. He's put stuff in our house, the shades and stuff, yeah. That's how I remember.
Oh, yeah. Mark's for Tina's.
Oh, for Tina's. Terry,
we love
him. Yeah, that one, he's flabbergasted me, but that's appraised for $685. And the square footage is 2576, but it is a two-story, and I get that. But
okay.
I mean, I have all these, and then Wilcox Court was our target initially because they're the ones sitting in our backyard and around us. And the fellow next door to us, Eric, right here.
What's his address?
His address is 1281. He's our next door neighbor, and I don't want to get him in trouble.
Right.
His appraisal or evaluation, it says, is 708, and their square footage listed is 2416, which I suspect is not really accurate.
Well, because they don't say the seller's finished off in that house, and it is.
Yeah.
So that right there is a discrepancy.
But I don't want to create...
No,
you're not going to.
Frustrations with neighbors. It's just you look at the stuff and it's compared to yours, and something's just not feeling right. That's why we came. There's four or five houses on Wilcox Court, I believe. Yeah. All of them go higher than we are.
Yeah.
And their square footage is.
It's like their mansions compared to ours.
Yeah, that's the ones I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
I just looked at 26 Wilcox, which has 2,500 square feet.
That's no bit.
They paid $690 for it, and then we got another $764.
When did they pay $690?
23.
Okay.
And then. $57 Wilcox paid $875 in 24. We have my $825, $24, and they are 2,800 square feet, so much
bigger.
Yeah.
Now this was helpful. Thank you for those.
Yeah. Well, there's four or five there. 57. Did you look at too?
We got 48 Wilcox. They paid $865 for it. We have them for $792, and they are 2,500 square feet.
So doesn't that seem like it's cuckoo?
Yeah, with your 1,900
square feet.
And being on Jasper Maya, not on Wilcox.
Correct, and not having any finished off. All those houses have finished off sellers. And mm-hmm. all those people are putting apartments in.
Mary, you shouldn't make blanket statements. We don't know for sure. Okay?
You better believe it.
Now, I know a couple that are definitely that way, but there's a couple we've never been walked in.
Can I ask you a question? We got a certified letter the other day from our back neighbor, the $860,000 house. And he's already has a finished off basement, but he wants to make it into an apartment to rent out.
It's already an apartment.
And that letter states that it could be shadowing our property for septic. He has to put a whole new septic system in. What do we do about that?
It's the way it is. It's state rules. I talked to the engineer.
Does it really mean it could hurt us?
Well, it could hurt you if you ever want to move your well.
Which we might end up having to at some point.
Or if you want to increase your septic system, where they're moving their septic system is... There's this space between where septic system is and where you can have your well.
Correct.
And so if you were to pick up your well and move it, that blocks off that area where you can move it to. So that's where it would hurt you.
But
we should say no.
No, I don't agree.
No?
Based on where our leach lines are, we would be in more trouble. The zone would go further towards our existing well and cut more of our property off in a different way where we couldn't put it anyway. So if we say no to them, it's really not gonna change our future.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah. And
that's right.
Yeah. because the lots aren't huge, you know, it's not like it's acres, it's ours is less than 3/4 that twice
enough. This whole stuff.
And I asked the engineer in that particular case, we're on a tangent now, they have an acre and a quarter, I think, and yes, some of it's ravine and wooded, but you know, there looks like there's other places that could have been done. And the problem is that they're on a community septic and nobody knew about that he wants to do an apartment. And so they've been going that way. But she has a valid point with all this discussion.
I do?
Yeah.
What is that?
We're two people. They're only two people. And even if they rented, quote, or leased out a room or whatever to a couple other people, there's still only four people in the house for the 1,000-gallon level or whatever it is that's normally the normal. So it seems, I'm not sure why it's such a big deal, but apparently
it is. Well, Barrett Payne told me they either have to give up a bedroom or they put their accepted.
Exactly right.
Even if they had four kids in there, they wouldn't be in that situation. But
it's
family.
Not under the same family.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
when
point.
You're renting out, it's not the same family. Anyway, that's irrelevant to this.
If you heard what his advice was.
I probably shouldn't let him do it.
No, I said.
No.
What? Don't do it.
It might hamper.
It could hamper if you ever have to move your well someday. Or it could. Or if you're going to move your septic.
We had to go 900 feet.
Thank God you don't have that in your
yeah. We got a problem, right?
Yeah.
And how is the water?
Good. I mean, I told Derek I want every bell and whistle put in that house to
no,
do.
He means output 1.4 gallon. It isn't good at all.
900 feet is 1.4? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, we're worried.
We have
about that.
Pressurized stuff going on, a lot of things, and we have to be very careful because we don't want to dig a second well.
No, there's your answer.
But how do you say no? Just don't respond to the
My
letter.
My daughter says it's the shortest word in the English language, and you should use it more often.
And just say no.
Is it 48 Wilcox? Is that the one? What's the last name? Zetland.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And. So renting out their bedrooms.
So can we go off the record?
It's crazy.
Yeah.